Checking the Cleveland scene on the Jen and Tim show on Cleveland Star 102 with Andrew Zellman. He's the publisher of Cleveland Scene magazine. So we start in Gordon Square. They're going to have a new spot opening soon.
Yeah, so the Arcadian space that has been vacant for about a year and a half. This is this unbelievably beautiful space at West 65th and Detroit. Arcadian was only open there for 3 or 4 months, and then it closed. It shocked everybody. People have been wondering what was going to be taking its place, and it's Lou Habanero will be going into the space. It's by Rafael Ayala, who has operated Tres Potrillos in the Akron area. There's also a location in Medina and in Beachwood on Chagrin Boulevard. And this is the new concept. He said, his quote was, this will not be your typical Mexican restaurant that you find everywhere. It's a totally new concept they have been working on that will feature high-quality fillings and utilize freshly made corn tortillas in their tacos and margaritas using fresh fruit, real juice, no mixes, and top-shelf booze. So it sounds like a little bit of a higher-end Mexican restaurant, and they're hoping to have something open the next few months there.
So this is a really cool event that comes to town every year. It's at the Cleveland Museum of Art. It's the Cleveland Autism Speaks Chef's Gala, and what's really awesome is that Michael Simon comes to do it.
Yes, absolutely. So it's hosted by celebrity chef Michael Simon. As you mentioned, tickets are now on sale. Fellow Iron Chef Alex Guarnaschelli will be joining him as well. And what's really cool about this event, as you mentioned, obviously Simon is there. The event goes from 6:30 to 11 in the Cleveland Museum of Art. But the cool thing is they bring in a ton of local chefs. So really, if you go up and down the list, you'll see people from all over the area will be participating. It benefits a great cause. You basically walk around the space. You eat at all the different restaurants. And it really is just a wonderful night. It is on Saturday, July 28th. And again, it benefits Autism Speaks for people looking out for it.
Flat Out Fridays. It starts tonight. It's on the Flats East Bank. Tell us about it.
So tonight I know the Cavs are down 3-0, but tonight it is a combined Flat Out Fridays and Cavs watch party. So they will put the big screen out there tonight to get ready for the game. The watch party and Flat Out Friday starts at 7 o'clock p.m. It's over there on Old River Road and the boardwalk. It'll go until the end of the game. Admission is free. There will be drinks and food and music, as well as the big screen, like I mentioned before. And it looks like a beautiful day, just a fun way to spend a Friday night kind of on the water there.
So if we want more information on any of these events you talked about or restaurants or yumminess, where do we go?
CleveScene.com and then Cleveland Scene on social media.